to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, take the 10-letter name of a popular TV series in two words for which most of its seasons have been filmed in a foreign country. I said, remove the first and last letters, and the remaining letters can be rearranged to spell the name of a country. What names are these? And the show is Love Island. Drop the L and the D and rearrange the insides, you get Slovenia.
Okay. There were more than 700 correct entries this week, and our winner is John Dudley of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Congratulations, John.
Thank you, Aisha. And hello, Will.
Hey there.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, I had a ringer in the house. Our daughter, Christine, heard the challenge, and she said Love Island as quickly as she heard it. And at that point, all I had to do was rearrange the letters. It was pretty straightforward.
Well, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
A long time. We listened during the postcard days, couldn't remember it. I don't think I ever submitted a postcard and didn't really start submitting on a regular basis maybe until retirement, which hasn't been a decade yet, but it's been a while.
Okay, well, that is great. So I know you said you're retired. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I like to sail on salt water, which from Winston-Salem requires a little bit of driving, but in my mind, it's worth it.
Okay, awesome. I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, John and Aisha, today's puzzle is a test of wit. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts W-I, and the second word starts with T. For example, if I said a tricky puzzle, you would say wit twister.
Okay.
Here's number one, a large plant with a weeping variety.
Willow tree?
You got it. Swiss hero who shot an arrow off his son's head.
William Tell.
Good job. An event for visitors at a vineyard.
Wine tasting.
Uh-huh. The third molar.
Wisdom tooth.
That's right. A narrow passage with rushing air.
Wind tunnel?
Right. Thanksgiving bird that's not grown on a farm.
Wild turkey.
That's right. Part of a men's dress shoe.
Wing tip?
Good job. A thick, wide, triangular knot with a royal name.
Windsor tie?
You got it. Money sent from bank to bank.
Wire transfer?
That's right. An illegal effort to influence testimony in court.
Witness tampering?
Good job. 1690s events in Salem, Massachusetts.
Witch trial?
That's it. A late Shakespeare romance set in Sicily. It starts with the.
Late Shakespeare romance.
Yeah, and I think it starts one of the four seasons of the year.
Winter Salem? No.
The Winter's Tale is it. Good job. Curtains or blinds, for example.
Window treatments.
That's it. And here's your last one. What a lotto player hopes to hold.
Winning ticket.
Good job. Perfect.
Wow. Yeah. Just bang, bang, bang. Just went through right through it. How do you feel?
Lucky is how I feel.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And John, what member station do you listen to?
When we're in Winston-Salem, it's WFDD. When we're in Hampton Roads, Virginia, it's WHRO.
That's John Dudley of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
No, thank you all. I appreciate it.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from my New York Times colleague, Sam Ozerski. Take the name of a popular 21st century film with animals in eight letters. Remove the first and last letters, then change one of the remaining six letters to C to spell a plural word for certain animals. What words are these? So again, a popular 21st century film with animals in eight letters. Drop the first and last letters, then change one of the remaining six letters to a C to spell a plural word for certain animals. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, July 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.